Well, Vice President Joe Biden says President-elect Donald Trump needs to grow up. Biden was asked yesterday by PBS NewsHour about some of President-elect Trump's tweets. Here's Biden's response.
Grow up, Donald. Grow up. Time to be an adult. You're president.
That's just one of the stories ricocheting around social media. So let's check in with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, these aren't the kinds of words we're used to hearing from an outgoing administration. But then again, the incoming president has been tweeting in a way we've never seen before. What's been the conversation online?
The hashtag grow up, Donald, is a very popular one, actually even before Vice President Biden used that phrase. And so people are for and against, as you'd expect on Twitter right now, talking about President-elect Donald Trump and then talking about Vice President Biden.
That's interesting, Femi, that the hashtag was there before Biden said it. This could be a case of, Joe Biden's office noticing the hashtag and then using it.
I suspect that Joe Biden says whatever he wants and whatever he feels. I don't think he's scouring Twitter to see what the hashtag is, but he is very tweetable and very viral.
Yeah. There's a terrible story that we're addressing elsewhere, but the attack on a young mentally challenged white man by four blacks streamed live on Facebook. This is in Chicago. Now, the four alleged attackers are being charged with a hate crime because of the racial slurs and the invective that they were throwing at this young man and the fact that he was disabled. What's happened on social media around this?
A couple of issues that come immediately off this is how easy it is for us all to broadcast just from our phones, from our laptops. So this incident, this attack was broadcast for 30 minutes live from Facebook Live. Facebook have taken down the video, but you can see it on many other websites who saved it. And they said, "Not, we're not taking this down because it's violent. We're actually taking this down because we do not allow acts that glorify violence or crime. So we do not allow crime on Facebook Live." So that has been taken down. There's a hashtag that's going along with this story. The hashtag is BLM kidnapping, Black Lives Matter kidnapping. It doesn't come from the Black Lives Matter movement. It comes from people who are critical of that movement. There's a whole conversation about race. There's a whole conversation about politics all around this one incident. And it's really about if this act was committed by four white people and a black person, you would call it racism. But because it was committed by four black people on a white person, then the critique is people are slow to criticize them.
Well, of course, the pushback on that is, first of all, Black Lives Matter says it has nothing to do with them. And as to people like Newt Gingrich, who's one of those who said if this had been done to blacks by whites, every liberal in the country would be outraged. The response to that has been, well, just about everybody is outraged.
Exactly.
It's like a false argument. Is there any competing hashtag, or is right now the BLM kidnapping
It's being used by all sides of the debate. So people who are saying this is outrageous, people who are saying that this is because we are now living in a very different era with President-elect Trump about to take over running America. So everybody is using the hashtag, even though it is very specifically coming from a political point of view.
Well, and even though, as we said, Black Lives Matter says they had nothing to do with this. Let's end on a lighter note, shall we? Diego Luna stars in the new Star Wars film Rogue One. He shared a tweet from one of his fans that took her father to see the film because of Luna's thick Mexican accent. She says it was just like her father's. Talk about what he did with that.
He shared the post on his Twitter page. It had 65,000 retweets and 158,000 likes, I should say. People loved it because the dad said, well, that guy's got a really thick Mexican accent. And then he said, well, maybe there could be a few other Mexican actors who could be in big Hollywood blockbusters. And it ended with, this is why representation matters. And Diego Luna's fans loved it. They enjoyed it. They shared it. And I think as we're heading up into the awards season, I think moments like that really remind us why it is important to have accents, to have people with different diversity, and why it resonates with all of America and all its sort of multicolored ethnicities and backgrounds.
Femi Okeh of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome.